It is my firm conviction that every single Lent, year after year, offers us the opportunity to grow in the spiritual life by leaps and bounds. It is an opportunity to grow in leaps and bounds in the spiritual life. Fulton Sheen used to talk, remember, some of you old timers remember listening to him on the radio, he used to talk about the most wasted resource in the world is wasted suffering. And I see Lent the same way, that it's this great resource to grow in leaps and bounds in the spiritual life. And so we don't want to waste one Lent. And so I offer three things to us as we begin this holy sacred season. It's my favorite, by the way. Obviously, Easter has to be your favorite, but you know what I mean. The 6:45 a.m. Mass had standing room only. 6:45 a.m., standing room only. The Lord is so good. The reason one can grow in leaps and bounds, I believe, is so much is awakened in the people of God that we feel a part of something really great. It's like when you take a pilgrimage to Rome and you're a part of this great thing. And I see that Lent is that way in our hearts. And so let's take advantage of it. Three things. One, let's begin today begging Jesus to do extraordinary things for us this Lent. Let's just spend today begging Jesus to do extraordinary things for Lent. If you like to speak in superlative ways like I do, Jesus, make this the best Lent ever. Jesus, I want this to be the best Lent ever. Second, if you were to ask me, Monsignor, there's only one thing I can do, what would it be? Daily Mass. If your schedule allows, daily Mass. The readings are so rich in Lent. So daily Mass, Father Johnson and I, as we do every year, promise it to be 30 minutes or less. And anytime he goes over, I want you to report to me, because it's $10 a minute. When I go over, that's a secret between you and me. But daily Mass. Lastly, Pope Francis, as you know, the Spirit of God through Pope Francis is trying to get us really to meet God in reaching out to the other, in encounter with the other. So as we deny ourselves, and we should, Father Johnson and I are going to try no TV, no alcohol, so we should be saying no to things, but no in a way that causes us to reach out to others. Father Tom Kramer, the great patriarch here, you perhaps were recipients of this. Every Lent, he would write a letter to 40 different people, one each day. Required tremendous discipline, tremendous self-denial, but in a way that reached out to others. Let us do that. Let us beg Jesus today. Daily Mass, if we can. If you can't do daily Mass and you just wanted something to pray with each day, how to guide it, I would recommend, if it's been a while and you don't know how to do this, have a crucifix and say the name of Jesus 200 times. Simply look at a crucifix and in your heart, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And your heart will rest and receive all kinds of great things. Beg daily Mass, reach out to others in some sort of penitential way.